Welcome back to Rob and Danny Lynn on the South Shore's Morning News. And I know you have David Snell on the line. And I have to say thank you, David Snell, for fixing my computer. I had a thing called personal antivirus, and it just totally blew my computer away. And Andre, who works with you, fixed my computer, and I'm so happy.
It was way too personal for you, David.
It was, I mean, it was infected with more viruses. It was unbelievable. And I guess that personal antivirus is a real serious problem.
Yeah, it's one of those downloads that get you.
And it got me.
People think it's going to help them, but it goes the opposite direction.
But you were able to put a patch in, or I guess some software, so that if personal antivirus wants to make a visit to my computer again, he won't get invited in.
He's going to be sent packing. That's right.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Good. Well, there's a happy ending to that story. All right, David Snell, American Computer Technologies. It is our Tech Talk segment. And, David, we're going to talk about this kind of goes along here with Dave's skill story about, you know, taking some measures here to perhaps avoid viruses and other evils that are out there trying to get us, right?
Yeah, well, really, we've got a problem out there right now that you may have heard of back in the beginning of January. Google reported that someone, their quote-unquote someone, launched a large-scale attack on their servers, and they've been reporting since then, and many of the news media online have been reporting that it was the Chinese government.
Oh, I didn't know they were involved in that business.
They last night they said they were not, absolutely not, that's not what we do, but everyone else says it was them. So they were trying to get some information on Chinese dissidents by getting a hold of their Gmail accounts.
Oh, I see.
Which, you know, that would probably give them an in as to what was going on with the dissidents, but you know that they have a big problem over there with their websites and what they're allowed to do or not to do. So
yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot different than we're used to.
Exactly. We have the freedom of America, which they don't have.
It's different a lot. Although it's certainly very much, and so many. I mean, people are using the web that a lot of companies are excited, but they can't really do everything that they want. I guess I was reading doing a lot. A lot of people go to something called like cyber bars or club where they use the internet in these big rooms.
Right, so they try not to get caught by the government agencies.
So you just go in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but interesting. But what they did, or what's been done, is there was a Internet Explorer hole, or a security hole, that was identified by the bad guys, some hackers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what normally happens when that comes up is that the hackers, they're so proud that they found it, they report it to Microsoft. And then Microsoft fixes it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. They get their name in print. But this time, it wasn't reported.
Oh.
So now there was a big security hole in Internet Explorer that's been being exploited on the web for weeks, which means that most of us don't have protection from this because Microsoft just found out about it.
Oh, boy. So, well, a lot of us are using Internet Explorer, so what do we need to do here, David?
That's the big thing. You're using Internet Explorer. Microsoft released an out-of-band patch, which it's not Patch Tuesday. That was before, earlier in the month. So now there's an out-of-band patch for folks to get out and do this. Now, please, everybody get your Windows update. So you go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com and get your Internet Explorer patch, especially if you have version 6. If version 7 and 8, they may not be exploitable as bad as version 6, but they still are problems. So you need to get out there because what they do with this, and you've heard us talk about drive-by downloads, they create a fake web page with useful information, and unfortunately, the bad guys use current events. So right now, they're using the problems in Haiti.
Oh, boy.
They're putting up websites for here's where you donate money, here's where you go and find out who the charitable organizations are and all of that kind of stuff.
And so you go there.
You go there and you get this little download that you don't even know that you have.
Mm.
And at that point, the problem is we don't know what they're doing with your systems right now.
Wow.
Wow.
And so it's really bad. The social engineering part of this is terrible because human beings, we want to help everybody. So we go and try to find the best information as we can, and they're exploiting that like crazy.
Wow. So what should we do now?
What you need to do is get your Windows update. If it's not set to do it automatically, you need to go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com, and I have the links on the website to get this done and get it done right away. If you have the problem, it'll help you get rid of it. If you don't have the problem, it will certainly protect you from it when you go out and do your normal web browsing.
Okay, and is there a cost for this, David?
No cost at all. Okay. Microsoft gives you all this stuff free.
Wow.
Remember now, it's all the problems that they cause by having insecure code, so they might as well help you fix it for nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, very nice of them. Okay. David Snell's got all the information up here. It is certainly important and worth your reading, so check it out. Right, David?
Absolutely. Get up there on the web, go and to the SAFE website, which is 959WATD.com, and click on the Rob Bacala Morning Show.
Excellent. David Snell over at American Computer Technologies. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day.